Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In the blood of the Lamb is life. If you look up this word in the Greek, it's the word Zoe. And it's often translated everlasting life, eternal life. It's resurrection, eternal life. That's what was and is in the blood of the Lamb. Eternal life. Zoe. It's a force we know little about. It's a force so great, the possessors of it never die. Ho! It's a force so great, the possessors of it are made in truth the sons of the living God, who live forever and cannot die. What's that worth? What's that worth? Who was it? Ponce de Leon that came over here in Florida and was searching for the fountain of youth and gold, right? Trying to find that secret elixir. Trying to find that water of life that could stop this dreaded aging process and save a man from certain death. And he's dead. He's dead. And everybody else is with him is dead. And everybody that came up with any other kind of thing that's going to keep you from dying, dead, dead, dead. Dead? Dead. But there is one who came according to prophecy. Hallelujah. Born of a virgin. Hallelujah. Lived and died on the cross, but the third day rose again from the dead. Hallelujah. Proving. Demonstrating the power of an endless life. Yes. Proving the existence and reality of eternal life. Yes. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. And the Bible said the blood that He shed, that flowed out of Him in the scourging, at the mocking, on the cross, that blood, the Scripture says, is on the mercy seat in heaven. Yes, Lord. And the Bible says that blood speaks. It bears witness. It testifies. What's the blood saying? Live holy, righteous, made worthy. What's it worth? How precious is this blood that has the life, the Zoe, everlasting, eternal life? Go with me to Hebrews, please. Hebrews 1. In John 5:26, while you're going there, the Scripture, Jesus had said this, as the Father has life in Himself, so has He given the Son to have life in Himself. Just like the Almighty Creator has life in Him without a physical, He's not a physical human, and yet He is life. And just like He has life in Himself, He has given the Son to have life in Himself. Well, as the Son, having been the Word made flesh, walking among men with a human body, where's this life that's in God. It's in the Master's blood. The life is in His blood. The force of life that's in the Creator sitting on the throne, that same force is in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 1 and 1, and I'm reading from the Holman translation. Verse 1. Long ago, God spoke to the fathers by the prophets at different times and in different ways. In these last days, He's spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. Glory to God. If you want to know about God, we've been praying and believing for a few years now. Lord, show us what's You and what's not You. What's of You and what's just men. What's good and right and what's not good and right. And one thing I'm becoming increasingly clear on, if you want to understand God and know about Him, don't look to religion. Don't look to religion. Look at creation. You want to know about God? Look up in the night sky. That's God. Look, and down here on the earth, now you have to remind yourself, all of this has been affected by the curse. It's a shadow of its previous self. And yet, still, you can see amazing splendor and beauty. That's God. The mountains, the oceans, the life, and the universe, the stars, the planets, that's God. That's the reality of God. And if you want to know God, look at creation and look at Jesus. Look at Jesus. Everything He said, everything He did, you're seeing God. You're hearing God. Everything. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, verse 3, He is, Jesus is, the radiance of His glory. He is the exact expression of His nature. Hallelujah. What's God really like? Get your Bible. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Listen carefully to every word Jesus said. Look carefully at everything He did. You are seeing God, the Creator, in manifestation. Don't you remember? Those He walked with for those few years. He kept talking about the Father so much until one of them just spoke out and said, show us the Father. Let us see. Tell us what He's like. Show us. And He said, have I been all this time with you? And you haven't known Me. If you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. Oh, somebody say, I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. If you've seen Me, He said, you have seen the Father. You have seen the Father. 1 John 5, hold your place there in Hebrews, we're not through. 1 John 5:11 says, this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Where specifically was the life? Life's in the blood. Now, verse 12, he that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Now, I know people have got all kinds of different ideas about religions, and there are many ways to God, but if you believe the Bible, you have to believe this.
That's right. That's right.
If you don't have the Son, you don't have life.
That's right.
Verse 13, these things I've written to you that you may believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Somebody say, I believe.
I believe.
Now finishing Hebrews. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory. He is the exact expression. This is Hebrews 1, 3 in Holman's. He is the exact expression of His nature. He sustains all things by His powerful word.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I mean, the earth, looks like the size of the thumb beside this paper compared to our sun. Are much smaller. Much smaller. And that's just one of the billions and billions of stars that have planets. Yes. Rotating around them.
Yes.
The power to keep those suns burning. The power of gravity. All of that is sustained by the words that he spoke. When he said, light be, that word is still sustaining the universe. And when he created everything that's mentioned in Genesis, how great he must be. The creator has to be bigger and greater than the creation. It came out of him. How big he has to be. And Jesus is the radiance of his glory. He is the exact expression of his nature. He sustains all things by his powerful word. Everything was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. After making purification for our sins, he sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. How did he do it, saints? How did he make purification for our sins? With his blood. With the precious blood of the Lamb. Now you're in Hebrews. Go with me over. Let's see. The 9th chapter. Oh, thank you, Father. Somebody say, thank you for the blood. 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 If you want to get more on this, we got through reading in the first chapter of Hebrews. Now we're reading in the 9th. We're going to read in the 10th. If you want to get more out of this, read Hebrews slowly, carefully. He keeps referring to the tabernacle and the blood and telling us that that is a type and shadow of the actual things that are in heaven. And how the high priest took the blood of animals and atoned. That's not what we have today. I know a lot of people think so, but that has to do with covering. Sins being covered. And then next year they had to be covered again. Our sins are not covered. I said, our sins are not covered. Our sins have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb. It was not possible for the blood of bulls and goats to give eternal life. That eternal life was not in those animals. But it was in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's what was paid for us.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.